How is your exercise routine? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Allison Phillips, assistant professor of psychology at Iowa State University, examines a way to make a new habit stick.
If you hate to exercise, you're not alone. Even people who regularly work out don't always love it, but physical activity is essential for good health, which is why it's important to make exercise a habit. We know that forming an exercise habit is the best way to integrate physical activity into our daily life for the long term. Because habits occur without conscious effort or deliberation, they're an integral, automatic part of life that would be missed if we didn't do them as usual, like going through our typical morning routine. Intrinsic exercise rewards, combined with a cue like your morning alarm, seem to play a key role in exercise habit. In two recent studies, my colleagues and I found people who were new to exercise exercised more frequently if their activity was enjoyable or stress-reducing, both intrinsic rewards. Still, for these beginners, the decision to exercise was a deliberative process and not yet a habit. However, those who had exercised for 6 months or longer and found it intrinsically rewarding had stronger habits rather than stronger intentions, so they engaged in exercise automatically without having to deliberate about it or form intentions to do so. Our research shows that the role of intrinsic exercise rewards changes with habit formation and becomes part of the habit, keeping it strong and lasting long. A majority of Americans don't get enough exercise for good health and make multiple attempts to start an exercise routine. Interventions to help these individuals form new exercise habits should not just focus on a stable cue for exercise, but should promote development of intrinsic rewards, particularly for those who initially hate exercising or experience only negative effects of being active.
That was Allison Phillips of Iowa State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.